to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Dr. Daniel Thompson, the director of the Beef Cattle Institute at Case State College of Veterinary Medicine. Just got about 8 minutes left in the program on this Friday. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call at 785-537-1350. Those phone lines are open. And Dr. Thompson, we talked about a lot of different subjects this morning, a lot of great discussion. And one thing that's coming up that people are going to start noticing here in the next few weeks is the March rolls on, especially when we get into April. There's going to be a lot of pasture burning out there. We've already had a little bit of burning out there, a little inadvertent burning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out there. But maybe you just want to remind folks why they're going to be seeing what they're going to be seeing.
Well, I think the big thing is that to keep our pastures clean of weeds, to keep our pastures vibrant, there's two things that we really need to do in the Flint Hills. And one is to burn those pastures off in the spring or in the fall. And the other one is we need to graze them. And if you go out to the Kanza Prairie, there are some unbelievable examples of what the Kanza and what the Flint Hills would look like if we didn't do prescribed burning, and what it looks like if you don't graze it. There's many different plant varieties and species in this Kanza Flint Hills area as there is in the Amazon. And,
really?
And when you get out and you see all of these different plants and understand the different foliage and that, it's absolutely miraculous. And we're in one of the areas that is so unique in this world that people really should take pride in living here and understanding it. But I think that first of all, a shout out to our firefighters and volunteer firefighters and emergency response people that we've been in this drought. We have a lot of fuel on the ground as far as grass left over from last year. And understanding that it has been a dangerous fire season with the winds kicking up. And my goodness, we've had a couple of fires that they've just been absolutely amazing at containing them and getting them stopped. And we have new technology and new techniques, and very thankful for that.
Especially with the conditions that we were seeing. When I was hearing about some of those fires, especially when the winds were 30 mile an hour plus, I was just thinking, well, the whole area is going to be aflame here soon. But absolutely, I echo those sentiments. Props to our firefighters for keeping that under control the best they could.
You know, we're just a couple of days past. Like March 7th of last year was the Starbuck wildfire down in Ashland, Kansas. And that was an unbelievable natural disaster that occurred. Many of us went down there to assist with that fire, with not only the loss of houses, but the loss of animals and things to that nature. And I just thank God for the people that want to volunteer and that help us contain these fires, make sure that we're being careful out there when we're looking at welding and different things that might spark a fire, make sure that we're being careful. But it is something that as we move forward and the times become appropriate, we're going to see more prescribed burning. And I think that people need to understand that we have some demonstrations here that are very, very clear that you can go out and you can look at pasture that hasn't been burnt for 25 years and look at how gnarly it is and how unproductive it is. And then you can look right across the fence at where they've had prescribed burning every year. There are different types of burning where maybe you burn a third of the ranch, the grassland 1 year, the next year you burn another third, the next year you burn another third. They're doing some different types of studies of looking at staged burning. But if you look at where we burn versus don't burn, and then where we graze and don't graze after the prescribed burning, you can see why the buffalo in the past were here on the Flint Hills and in the prairies. You know, prescribed burning and grazing are necessary for a healthy ecosystem here in the Flint Hills.
Very good point. So we had on Monday, we had Assistant County Fire Chief Doug Schmidt on, and he had a lot of really interesting points, some things I didn't even think about. It's like, even if we do get a little bit of rain, which we definitely need some, I think maybe over the weekend we might get a little bit, but when it's dry like this and grass is dormant, you get that rain and it just sinks down in the ground and the grass isn't pulling it up. It's right. Green grass that pulls it up. So even if there is maybe a little bit of groundwater underneath this topsoil, you still got a lot of fuel up top that can just light up just like that.
Yep, until we get that dead grass and we get some new spring grass overgrowth, we're even then it's gonna be a while before we're out of the woods on that.
Very, very good. Very good points. And again, so important to the ranches and beef cattle and those sorts of things, and very much a part of living in Manhattan and living in the Flint Hills.
Yeah, and I think
I like smelling the smoke, actually, of a pasture burn, honestly.
Well, I think that's something else with the dangers and the amount out there, that when we do get days that are the wind dies down and we can burn pastures and it's the right time, people may say, oh my goodness, you know, they're burning too much. No, they're just taking advantage of the days that it's safe to go ahead and do the prescribed burning that we need to do to make sure that we have a healthy ecosystem. And so to understand that the plumes come up, it's because the wind went down and it's safe for us to get out and safe for everybody for us to control it.
And as we've seen over last weekend, we got a lot of good firefighters and folks, and everybody seems to work together really well when it does come to this time, and that everybody's always on the same page, so, and that there's no surprises.
It's an unbelievable communication system that not only communicates with the firefighters, farmers, ranchers in the area of when it's safe and how it's safe to do it, but also a communication system to let people know in Manhattan and surrounding communities, hey, we're going to have prescribed burning, look what's coming, and have an understanding even to the general public of what's going on.
Well, very good. Very good. Dr. Daniel Thompson with K-State Beef Institute, and I think we solved all the world's problems in this.
Well,
I think we did it.
It's always good. I appreciate what you guys do here at K-Man. Thank you so much, Brady.
We'll have you back on again soon, I'm sure.
That's great.
Thanks so much to all our guests. Thanks so much to Congressman Roger Marshall for speaking to me yesterday. If you missed any of this In Focus, go online, newsradiokman.com, click on demand, and you can get all caught up. Well, have a good weekend. See you at the Comic Book Expo.
Imagine that. You got four topics coming up on Monday.
At least four, maybe more. Who knows?
At least.
Who knows?
All right, good show this morning, gentlemen. Dr. Dan, always good to see you and have you in the studio. Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News, followed by the Clark Howard Show, Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of the Dan Patrick Show. We got K-State Baseball from Toyton Family Stadium beginning at 2:30, and the men's activity begins at 5 with tip-off at 6 from the Sprint Center for K-State Basketball.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour.